You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on 95BFM Breakfast. This beautiful track we're listening to is Tutu Mai Ao by Tararua, who are playing this weekend. We're going to be having a chat with Ariana Tikau on the other side of this. You're on BFM. Coming back home again. Wearing a naughty bird like men. For we are not the kiddie Ko tutu mai o tēnei waiata ko tararua nā kai waiata. That is a beautiful track. And we've got one part of Tararua on the line. Kia ora, Ariana Tikau. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm very good, thank you.
It's lovely to chat with you ahead of a very special gig. You are performing up here in Tāmaki this weekend with the Tararua crew, celebrating Bird Like Men, which is the album we just heard a song from there. And there's a pretty special collection of artists who are part of this gang. Tell us a wee bit about who else is in Tararua.
The other singer on that waiata is Ruby Solly, and Ruby is pretty well known as a poet as well as a musician. And we've got Alistair Fraser, who is pretty legendary on Tāma Poro, and Phil Boniface, who's our awesome bass player. He's actually based in Palmy, and the rest of us are in Wellington.
Nice. Now, speaking of legendary Tāonga Portal players, you're kind of one yourself, Ariana, and you've been in this field for quite some time. I wanted to ask you, though, about what originally drew you into this space. Is Tāonga Portal something that's always been a part of your life, or was there a point at which you decided this is something I want to pursue?
I didn't actually know that they existed when I was growing up, as they went through a dormancy, if you like, through because of colonisation, really, and all of the effects of that. Mm-hmm. But there was a revival over the past 30 years or so, and I met Richard Nuns and Herini Melbourne, and then I started working with Richard. He came and played on some of my first solo albums. And then I started playing Tāonga Portal after I met Brian Flintoff, who has been involved with the revival as well as as a maker. And so that's kind of how I got involved as a player. But I was always really interested as soon as I heard the sounds on a recording when I was in my early 20s as a student down at Otago was when I first heard them, and I was fascinated and wanted to know more. So I was really lucky, I think, to have the opportunity to get to know more.
When you, I guess, I mean, this is like going back a lot of years now, because obviously you've been working in this space for a long time, but when you did first kind of have that experience hearing Tāonga Portal, did you feel like an instant shift maybe in the way you were thinking about your own music making, because it feels so integral to what you do now? Was that something that you kind of felt immediately, like, oh, this could be a space for me?
I definitely, when I started doing my solo music, I wanted to include them as part of my musical identity. And even before that, I was working with a group called Painamu, which was a folk group back in the mid-90s. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of early on in terms of knowing about Tāonga Portal. And on our album Mihi, we did include a little bit of Tāonga Portal. So it's just grown and grown since then. And now it's a massive part of my life, not just my music, but other stuff that I do as well.
With Tāonga Portal, does it have a different feeling for you when you're performing with it to performing with other instruments or in other kind of musical headspaces, or is it now kind of all part of the same musical space for you?
It sort of depends. It is a little bit different, and depending on the context, because I also do kind of like sound meditation sessions as well using Tāonga Portal. I'm more in the high water space, and so that's really different to performing, I think, because I feel that that's definitely more about the sound, what you'd call the oro, and connection with the more like a spiritual and a high water space. So I quite like that, because it takes the individual or the ego out of the situation. But when you're performing, you need to have a bit of that, I think, to sort of get by. Well, I do.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy being able to just bring those sounds even in a musical performance, because I think people can connect to them because they're very much influenced and a connection with our environment here as well in Aotearoa.
For sure. I wanted to talk about the Bird Like Men album a little bit. It's a really incredible body of work. How did this come about? I mean, Oro Records is a really great outfit that's been supporting a lot of amazing Taonga Portal-led music from Puniki and beyond, but what was the genesis for this particular record?
Al and Phil had done an album together, and I'd also done an album, a duo album with Al, and then Ruby and I had worked together. So, yeah, we'd kind of been working together in different formations, and we decided that it would be really lovely to get together and just have some jams and see what came out of that. And this is what came out of that, really. Probably about 18 months ago, more, I can't remember now, but it was pre-lockdown. We got together at Al's place and just started playing and to see what would come out. And yeah, Tutu Mayo actually was one of those early jams that we had. And and it's really lovely that Ruby and I are both kaitahu, so we both write the lyrics and waiata. So because we're both from the South Island, in terms of ancestry, we bring a lot of that pūrākau and history and culture to it as well. It came very naturally, and that felt good and it felt right that we should continue, because it sort of came so easily to us.
For sure. Well, it's a beautiful record, and I think it's going to be a really amazing performance this weekend. If people are wanting to get tickets, they can head over to Under the Radar and find all the details there. We'll also put the link in the podcast after the show. But I did want to ask you a bit about some of the solo releases that you've been putting out. Kotuku recently, a very gorgeous reo Māori version of Fly You Home, which you'd sort of previously had in a bilingual space. Ariana, tell us about this track, because it's stunning, honestly.
Thank you. I started writing that during the first lockdown, I had a dream with it playing, with a version of the song playing on the radio. And when I woke up, I just tried to remember what I could of the first part of the song, and then wrote the rest from that. And Brooke Singer, who's she co-produced it with Ben Lemmy, so both of those are people are from French for Rabbits, and they're both friends of mine. And Brooke was actually doing a songwriting course online during the lockdown, which I signed up for, and so it was kind of a project for that songwriting course that I ended up finishing that waiata. And then Brooke was keen to work on it with me, and then we invited Ben in. But in terms of the kaupapa, it linked in with an Indigenous storyteller who I know from the States, Davy Thomason, and it ended up being, for me, it's kind of like this musical bridge between us, and also linking in with Indigenous people in other parts of the world as well through the waiata.
That's such an incredible, place to have come from and to with this song. When you pulled it into Reo Māori, what was that like for you as a Māori performer as well?
Yeah, it's really interesting listening to them both. I think I actually prefer the Reo version. I like the bilingual one too, but there's something a little bit different about the Reo version, I think, and also lyrically I was able to expand it a little bit more and include a little bit more story in there, because I couldn't just keep repeating the same lyrics over again in the real version. So I included a little bit more kōrero in there around some of Davi's story and that sort of thing.
It's a beautiful track, which we're going to have a listen to now. Ariana, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. And I hope that the show at Q Loft is awesome this weekend, happening on Saturday, the 23rd of July. Tararua performing Bird Like Men. Thanks for speaking with us, Ariana. Thank have you. A lovely rest of your morning.
You too. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.